This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show, and we have plenty ahead to kick off February. Now just over 6 weeks left of the regular season before the 2013 WHL playoffs. And we'll check in with three teams who are hitting their stride down the stretch. In Kelowna, the Rockets have vaulted to the top of the BC division, thanks in large part to a home ice winning streak dating back to mid-October. Head coach Ryan Huska will be our guest. In Edmonton, the Oil Kings have found their game to open up a lead now in the Central Division. Oil Kings forward Henrik Samuelsson is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us as well. First up, the Portland Winterhawks are the number one ranked team this week, according to the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. I spoke with Winterhawks forward and the WHL's leading scorer, Nick Petan.
Well, Nick Petan having quite the sophomore season with the Portland Winterhawks. As we talk, Nick, lead the league in scoring right now, approaching 90 points on your campaign. Did you think going into this season you could have this big of a year?
Coming to the season, I didn't really think about it that much. I had my personal goals, but sitting at the points I am right now, it's always nice, but you just got to keep going and don't really worry about it.
Personal goals, you said. So safe to say you've exceeded some of those numbers?
Yeah, I've exceeded a little bit, but again, it's nothing really to worry about. You just got to keep playing for your team, just keep going.
You and Brendan Leipzig, as we talk 1-2 in league scoring, is there any sort of a friendly rivalry going there within the room right now?
No, we always try and help each other out, and we're one of the best friends on the team, so it's always nice.
Nick, you played on the Winterhawks last season, a team that just fell shy of winning the U.S. division before going on and taking the Western Conference. Compare this year's team to last year's team. Is there similarities? Is one team better, do you think?
I don't know if one team's better or not. Last year we definitely had an older team. This year it's a lot younger, and I feel like this year we're a lot closer as a team, a lot closer as a unit, and I feel more comfortable going into the playoffs this year with our team because it's one more of a unit, and I'm very excited going in. New roles, new players, and we'll see how it goes.
You guys have been on quite a roll here lately, and as we talk, everyone talks about Portland's offense, but you've been able to keep the puck out of the net now for over three games. How have you guys got it done?
Yeah, absolutely. Keeping the puck out of the net is a big goal for us, too. Not only is our offense good, but we base our game off our defense as well, and playing good defense is our key, and our defensive players and forwards and defensemen have been playing great so far, so...
Tell me about the top prospects. You went down there, and, of course, an opportunity for you to perhaps live up to some of the numbers you've put up this season. You score a goal that game. How did that experience go for you?
It was a great experience, playing with everyone across Canada, same age as you. You get to see where you're placed and where you're at between those players. And overall, it was a great experience, and it was nice to get that goal.
Thanks for this. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former WHL scoring champion from the Calgary Hitmen, Brandon Cosin.
You got to understand that it's the best league if you want to go pro. And on the other hand, the education program is so good that if it doesn't work out, then you still have that education as well.
Portland Winterhawks forward and St. Louis Blues NHL draft pick, Ty Ratty.
I chose Western Hockey because it was the closest to an NHL schedule. I think you have a game 3-4 times a week, practice every day, so it's the closest to the NHL, and so far throughout my career, it's felt like a pro league.
The WHL, it's your time.
The Kelowna Rockets have been the hottest team in the league since the Christmas break. I spoke with Rockets head coach Ryan Huska.
It's been quite the run for your team lately, Ryan.
Yeah, we've had some success over the last little while, and I do think that's because of the depth that we do have. I think that's one of the big reasons why you know, even in the stretches where we play a lot of hockey, we seem to be okay. And we haven't ever had to rely on one or two people to generate the offense for us. And I think that's, as I said, a reason why we've had a lot of success here over the last little while.
Yeah, when you have players like Carter Rigby getting back-to-back hat tricks, it must make the middle a bit easier as far as rolling all four lines for you.
Yeah, and you know, we feel that all lines can generate offense, but we also feel like they can all defend. So if we were to get stuck with a line out there tonight against the Smith line that maybe we wouldn't think was the greatest matchup, we wouldn't have to panic because they can all defend too, and that's something that's been important for us as well. So we don't have to do that. Look to the bench and change so many times, and I think that also gives the players a little bit of confidence that the coaches trust them too, that they can handle that situation if they're forced into it.
From the drop of
the
puck to the
four games in 5 nights, just taking you to Seattle and back.
Radio
played Thursday, Friday, Saturday, had yesterday off, but I'll ask you the question, how much fatigue is with this group, or does the winning just sort of melt that away?
I do think the winning helps for sure, but no, I think our group's going to be fine. You know, we've, as coaches, I think, tried to do a better job this year of managing their time off the ice or managing the proper rest that they may need, and we had this section kind of circled on our calendar for a long time now, so we've done, I think, as coaches, a decent job of preparing our guys for what was coming ahead and making sure that they get the proper rest and all the nutrition and hydration, all the stuff that we talk about so much nowadays. We've tried to make sure they take care of themselves over this stretch.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Edmonton Oil Kings forward Henrik Samuelsson is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He collected 10 points in 4 Oil Kings victories. Oil Kings broadcaster Corey Graham spoke with him following a 4-2 win over Kootenay on home ice Tuesday.
Henrik, talk about your team rolling here again. You must have a lot of confidence going.
Yeah, our team's been playing really well lately. We've been good on the offensive side, but most importantly, we've been good on the D side too.
I mean, yourself, Player of the Week, you must be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it was nice to get acknowledged like that, but I got to thank my line mates, Curtis and Dylan Ruck. So we've been clicking pretty well lately.
Talk about the chemistry you guys have developed. I know you played with Curtis a lot, but now having Dylan there as well.
Yeah, Dylan brings a little other dynamic to us. He's a great passer and finds those little seams that not a lot of people can find, so just got to get open with those two.
Is this year easier for you, I guess, coming over and being here from the start instead of kind of mixing it up all through the year?
Yeah, it's definitely easy being with the team for a full year than half year.
Are you finding yourself, I mean, physically you can start to dominate in this league? Are you finding you're learning your strength level here?
I feel like I can out-muscle most of the guys in the league right now. I've had a good summer, and I think that's really helped me so far in the season.
I know we talked about it before, too, but you're shooting the puck a little bit more as well, and that's something your coach has been on you for.
Yeah, they tell me to shoot every game, so I've tried to shoot a little bit more, and it's been paying off a little bit.
Tell me about, obviously, your summer with the whole Phoenix Coyotes situation, getting drafted there, and, I mean, just how excited were you and looking forward to the future, I guess?
Yeah, I was really excited when I got my name called there at the draft, and now it's just focusing on my development and hopefully making the Coyotes one day.
Nice to see some of the other guys on the fourth line, the younger kids, step up and contribute here.
Yeah, Brett Pollock was really good today, and so was Bertolucci and Edgar, so it's nice to see them get rewarded for their hard work.
Pink in the Rink night coming up as well. I know you got pink sticks. Pretty excited about that chance?
Yeah, it'll be cool. I'll get to keep one of the pink sticks, so I'll keep that for memory, and then hopefully it'll be a good game too.
And the last part of the season, you guys are on the road a lot. Are you looking forward to getting away? You know what that challenge is like?
Yeah, I think road trips are fun. They get a little bit long sometimes, but the more of the games, the less we practice, and that's the best.
All right, thanks, Henrik. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks to our guests this week, and also thanks to Corey in Edmonton for his help. That's the show. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.